Hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Nicholas Stanton, and I serve as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 10, and this is a book that is written by a man named Paul, one of the apostles of Jesus. And throughout this book, he starts to dive into what it means to be saved and how we as Christians are saved. So without further ado, let's dive into this passage. Romans 10, starting in verse 13, says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." You see, in the start of this passage, we understand that Paul is teaching us that it is through Christ we are saved. When we call on his name, we are saved not by our good works, but by his sacrifice on the cross that washes over our sins, our acts of rebellion against God. It is because of this that if we don't have Jesus, we are lost. We need his sacrifice on the cross because there is nothing that you or I could do to be good enough to earn salvation. This is why Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus is not just simply saying that he is another way, one of many ways, but the way. Because as I said, there is no way that we could earn our own salvation. The wages of our sin is death. But he paid that price for us. Through his death on the cross, he chose to pay for us. So far, this message is a standard gospel message. But this is where Paul shifts and changes the tone. And it becomes a little bit more challenging. Because Paul begins to describe that we can't call on one we have not yet believed in. And we can't believe in him unless we have heard. And we can't hear unless someone is sent. That is the message of this passage, that we need to go and proclaim the gospel because the saving knowledge of Jesus doesn't do anything unless that person hears, so they can then believe, so they can then call on the name of the Lord Jesus for their salvation. And that's where us as Christians step into the equation, because you know, you've heard, you believe, you've called on the name of Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So now, just as the Great Commission says that we need to go into all the world to proclaim this gospel so that others might believe, because God's heart is that no one would perish, that none would not be with him in heaven. So my challenge to you is that you would go and do this. That you would proclaim the gospel, that you would teach about Jesus, that you would proclaim who he is to your unsaved friends, family members, acquaintances, strangers. And right now we stand at a special time of the year. As Christmas rolls in, people begin to look and listen and they hear Jesus. They hear old songs and hymns about Christmas and what it means. And they're more likely to come to church if they're invited. They're more likely to listen to the story of Christmas if you begin to tell them. So I challenge you this week and up until Christmas to share the gospel with your friends and family members. Once again, my name is Nicholas Stanton, and I serve as the pastor at Lakes Church. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a very Merry Christmas.